I grew up doing a scouting program in my home church. It was a religious program, but it was based on the scouting program. And my dad is still we call him counselors. He's still a counselor in the cadetting program that I grew up in. And his specialty is building campfires. He's been doing that for like as long as he's been married to my mom, so like 35, 36 years. And he also would be ashamed if I wasn't able to light a candle in front of you. It's lit. On Scout Sunday, we gather to celebrate the relationship that we have between Scout Troop 46 and the Blauenberg Reformed Church. The Scout Troop and the church have many things that join us together and share in common purpose. But near the foundation of both of our organizations is the idea and the value of service to others. As Christians, we believe that God has entered our lives, called us together as a people, and blessed us in many ways, and then formed us to also be a blessing, to help serve and care for other people in this world. As a scouting troop, you also recognize the value and the importance of service. As scouts of various faith traditions, many of you put into action your devotion to God, in part through the service that you do as scouts. As Christians, the members of this church look to Jesus Christ to learn what it means to serve God and to serve our fellow people here in God's world. Jesus' words and actions are our clearest guide to God's will. When we turn to Scripture, it is clear that Jesus saw a close connection between serving God and serving people. In our passage from the Gospel of Matthew, read so well by Andrew, Jesus says that serving the needs of others, serving the needs of the least of these members of God's family, the people in greatest need, doing this kind of service, Jesus says it is essentially the same as serving God. A fellow pastor, Pastor Martin Thielen, tells a story that I think demonstrates well this close connection between serving God and serving people. The story takes place in the 1500s. At that time in history, Jewish people living in Spain were under terrible persecution. The Christians who were in charge of Spain at the time, they only wanted Christian people to live in that country. Things were so bad for Jewish people that many were forced to leave their homes and flee to other places in the world. One such man was a baker, and he fled and eventually found himself in Palestine. There he found a new place to live and a small place where he could bake and make a modest living for himself. The baker was a faithful man, and he found a local Jewish community and began attending the services there at the local synagogue. The baker loved God. He wanted to serve God. Being from Spain, he spoke and understood Spanish and only knew a few words in Hebrew. But at his new synagogue, everything happened only in Hebrew, and the words came and went so quickly that the baker could only catch and understand a few words here and there during the services. Still faithfully, week after week, he attended, and he listened carefully to try and understand what the rabbi was saying. During one service, the rabbi explained in Hebrew about the ancient practice described in the Bible of people presenting their offerings to God, including the things that they had made, including bread. The baker, being from Spain, knew just a few Hebrew words, but he knew the Hebrew word for bread and the Hebrew word for God. And so that day he rushed home to his small, modest apartment with excitement. He had heard what the rabbi said, that God welcomed offerings of bread. And so the man had a heart and hands that were ready to serve God. And when he got home, he baked 7 small loaves of the nicest bread that he could bake, with the little flour and oil that he had left over from his week's work. The loaves were small, but they were beautiful, and he made them with love and with care. That night, he returned back to the synagogue. He slipped silently through the dark streets back to his place of worship. He found that the doors were open, And once inside the bakery, the baker carefully opened the wooden doors of the ark, which stood at the very center of the synagogue, the place where the rabbi kept the precious scrolls that contained their scriptures. There, in that holy place, the baker placed his offerings, his 7 small loaves, and he said a quiet prayer. He said, "Dearest God, accept my offering." He closed the doors, and he quietly left the synagogue. As soon as he was gone, the man who came to clean the synagogue, the janitor, came in to do his work of tidying up that worship space. He too was praying, but his prayers were of a different sort. He was praying to God for help. He too loved to serve God, but he was in need. He was an older man, too old to find a decent job. And each week he volunteered his work as a janitor and accepted as payment whatever the synagogue could offer him. It had been several weeks since there had been any extra money to use as payment. And it had been many days since the janitor had had any food. As he cleaned up the benches and washed the floor around the ark at the center of the synagogue, he prayed to God for a miracle. "Lord," he prayed, "I need your help." Now, the janitor normally did not open the ark. It was a holy object, which only the rabbi would dare to touch. The janitor's hands were always dirty from cleaning. But that night, as he prayed, the janitor felt God inviting him to open the wooden doors of the ark. When he did, there inside, the janitor found the miracle that he had been praying for. 7 perfect loaves of bread, small but beautiful, prepared with love and care. Tears rolled down the janitor's face as he gathered up his daily bread for the week to come. Years went by, and faithfully, week after week, the baker made his 7 loaves, and faithfully, every week, the janitor found his daily bread miraculously placed in the synagogue's ark. After 10 years, a week came when the rabbi happened to see the baker walking the dark streets as he approached the synagogue. The rabbi quietly followed the baker to watch what he would do. He slipped into the synagogue behind the baker and watched him as the baker headed directly to the ark. As he went to open the doors of the ark, as he reached out to touch the ark, the rabbi rushed forward from the shadows and caught the man by the wrist. "What are you doing?" he demanded. In broken Hebrew, the baker explained as best he could what he was doing. "I am bringing God his bread," the baker said. Confused, the rabbi looked down and saw the 7 small loaves. "God doesn't want your bread," the rabbi said. The baker responded, "But he has been eating my bread every week for 10 years. The janitor, who had been cleaning in the other rooms of the synagogue, heard the rabbi's voice and the commotion, and he joined the baker and the rabbi in the synagogue there before the ark. Much confusion and explanation ensued. And eventually the rabbi realized what had been happening. He realized how the baker had misunderstood his sermon from 10 years before. He realized how the baker had been baking bread for God and how the janitor had been taking the bread as God's ongoing miracles and God's provision. The rabbi's anger slowly transformed into laughter. He thought that he was catching a man stealing from his synagogue. Instead, he uncovered a man serving his fellow man in his attempt to serve God. How pleased God must be, the rabbi thought to himself. For he knew God's heart. He knew that God's desire was that people would serve God by serving one another. Here was a refugee, providing for an old man, himself serving God with his thankless work of cleaning the synagogue week after week. The rabbi apologized for scaring the baker, and he explained what now must be done. He explained that the baker, that his bread was in fact serving God. It was serving God by helping the janitor. From now on, explained the rabbi, every week you must give your 7 loaves directly to the janitor. And in your heart, you can know and believe that in giving them to your fellow man, you are giving them to God. Friends of the Blauenberg Reformed Church and friends of Troop 46, our joint call to service, it joins together our hands, our spirits, and our souls. As we seek the divine, however we understand it, as we seek to serve God, may we find ourselves feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, welcoming in the stranger, clothing the naked, caring for the sick, and visiting those who are otherwise lost, lonely, and imprisoned. Thanks be to God. Amen.